الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه وأن يرزقنا حسن النية. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ومن لم يتوق النفي والتشبيه زل ولم يوصي بالتنزيه، فإنه جل وعلا موصوف بصفات الوحدانية منعوت بنعوت الفردانية. The author said, the one who does not guard himself against negating Allah or his attributes and against likening Allah to his creation has strayed and has not declared Allah to be clear of imperfection. Our Lord, to whom glory and greatness belong, is attributed with the attributes of oneness and uniqueness. أيضا كلام الطحاوي هذا زيادة بيان لما قاله قبله. Also, this statement of al-Tahawi is to clarify more what he mentioned before. قال رحمة الله عليه: أن الذي لا يجتنب النفي يريد بالنفي التعطيل، والذي لا يجتنب التشبيه لا يكون مصيبا في اعتقاده. طحاوي wanted to say or said that the one who does not avoid negating the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى and the one who does not avoid likening Allah to the creation does not have the proper belief. فمن مشى على ما قال المعتزلة هذا لم يصب التنزيه، ما نزه الله في الحقيقة. من مشى على ما قاله المعتزلة من نفي صفات الله، لو أنهم زعموا أنهم فعلوا ذلك تنزيها لله، لكن في الحقيقة هذا تعطيل، عطلوا صفات الله تبارك وتعالى، نفوا صفات الله الثابتة بنصوص الشريعة، فلم يصيبوا التنزيه. So the one who follows the steps of Mu'tazila by negating the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى does not have the proper belief. He is not on the right path. He is not clearing Allah from imperfection. Although Al-Mu'tazila claimed that they are negating the issue that Allah is attributed with these attributes, they claimed that they are doing that to clear Allah from imperfection. This is wrong, because they rejected the confirmed religious texts. by their own opinions, the mere opinions, So the one who does that is not really clearing Allah Ta'ala from imperfection. كذلك الذي لحق بالمجسمة ونسب إلى الله صفات الحوادث كالحركة والسكون والانتقال وإفراغ مكان وملء مكان آخر ما أصاب التنزيه بل زل حاد عن الصواب. Likewise, the one who follows the steps of al-mushabbiha, those who liken Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to the creation, and attributes to Allah Azza wa Jal movement or immobility or going from one place to another, leaving a place and occupying another place, or the like, is not adhering to the proper belief. Rather, he is going astray. إنما الموحد الذي اجتنب كلا الأمرين كلا الطريقين الباطلين. The true believer is the one who avoids both astray ways, both ways that go astray. الذي أثبت لله ما أثبته الله لنفسه معنى في التشبيه عن الله. The one who attributes to Allah Ta'ala what Allah attributes to himself in Al-Quran, what the Prophet attributed to Allah in the Hadith, while clearing Allah from any resemblance to the creation. This is the one who is adhering to the proper belief. And this is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah. وَمِثْلُ الْمُعْتَزِلَةِ فِي مَا ذَهَبُوا إِلَيْهِ الْفَلَاسِفَةِ سَبَقَ أَنْ بَيَّنَّا ذَلِكَ. The philosophers have a saying which is similar to the saying of Al-Mu'tazila. We talked about that in the previous sessions. قال رحمه الله ليس في معناه بقي أن نبين أن معنى الوحدانية أن معنى الفردانية الوحدانية وأن المعنى هو الصفة والوحدانية معلومة عندكم معناه عدم شريك لا في الذات ولا في الصفات ولا في الأفعال. The author used in the Arabic text the word wahdaniyya and the word fardaniyya. These two words have the same meaning. They mean oneness. And you know, when oneness is attributed to Allah, al-wahdaniyya is attributed to Allah, and likewise al-fardaniyya, this means that Allah does not have any partner, neither in His self nor in His attributes. That is, His self does not resemble other selves, His attributes and doings do not resemble other attributes and doings. قال رحمه الله ليس في معناه أحد من البرية. The author said, none of the creation has any of his attributes. وهذا أيضا زيادة بيان لما سبق وذكره. This also is more clarification to what al-Tahawi mentioned before. ليس في معناه أحد من البرية. البرية معناه الخلق. معناه لا أحد يشبه الله ولا يوصف الله بشيء من صفات المخلوقين. This means no one resembles Allah تبارك وتعالى, and Allah is not attributed with any attribute among the attributes of the creation. وكان الطحاوي بين ذلك بقوله ومن وصف الله بمعنى من معاني البشر فقد كفر. As you remember, الطحاوي mentioned, clarified this issue before that. He said, whomever attributes to Allah any attribute among the attributes of mankind is a blasphemer. لكنه أعاد هنا الكلام للإيضاح من غير ذكر الحكم بالكفر. But he repeated, why did he repeat the same meaning? He repeat without mentioning that this is kufr. He repeated it to make it more clear, to emphasize the meaning that Allah does not resemble the creation, and no one among the creation resembles Allah تبارك وتعالى. ومن هنا يعلم أن ما ذكره بعض المصنفين عند تفسير الحديث إن الله خلق آدم على صورته بشع من حيث اللفظ. بعض المفسرين عندما ذكروا الحديث تكلموا عن الحديث إن الله خلق آدم على صورته قالوا معناه إن الله تعالى خلق آدم متصفا بصفات الله من سمع وبصر وعلم وقدرة. هذا تعبير بشع. هم أرادوا أن آدم موصوف بالقدرة, موصوف بالعلم, موصوف بالسمع, موصوف بالبصر, لكن هذا التعبير غير صحيح, لأنهم قالوا متصف بصفات الله من سمع وقدرة وسمع وبصر. إيه هذا لا يليق, تعبير بشع. حقيقة معنى الحديث أن الله خلق حقيقة معنى الحديث أن الله تعالى خلق آدم أو خلق هذا المضروب على صفة آدم عليه السلام, لأن الحديث أوله إذا ضرب أحدكم أخاه فليجتنب الوجه فإن الله خلق آدم على صورته. معناه فإن الله خلق آدم على مثل صورة المضروب فليجتنب الوجه. هذا معنى الحديث. أو يقال على صورة مشرفة عند الله. الإضافة إلى الله إضافة تشريف. أما أن يقال إن الله خلق آدم على صورة الرحمن يعني أعطاه الله الصفات التي لله, فهذا باطل. هذا الكلام باطل, لا يقال مهما عنا القائل, لا يقال هذا الكلام. From what is mentioned, we know that some scholars they did not express properly a meaning, something that they wanted to say in commenting on the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ آدَمَ عَلَى صُورَتِهِ. One man at the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام hit the other on his face. Both were Muslims. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, if anyone among you hits his brother, that is his Muslim brother, let him avoid hitting the face. Then he said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ آدَمَ عَلَى صُورَتِهِ. Now here, the people, the scholars who commented on this hadith had three interpretations. Some of them said this means that this hit man, the man who was hit, has the same shape as Adam alayhi salam. So if you want to hit him, don't hit him on the face. This is one interpretation of the hadith, which is a valid one. Another interpretation, don't hit him on the face because the shape on which Adam was created is a shape that has it's an honored shape. So they said that the term sura in the hadith refers to shape, and it is attributed to Allah to make it clear that they say, and the pronoun goes to Allah to mean that this is an honored shape, honorable shape. This is also a valid interpretation. A third group of scholars said that Allah created Adam alayhi salam, attributed with the attributes of God, of hearing, sight, knowledge, and will, etc. This expression is a bad one, regardless of the meaning that they meant. They did not mean to say that the attributes of Allah are similar to the attributes of Adam alayhi salam, nor the, but this is how they expressed, and this is not acceptable. This is a bad expression, because as we said, and as Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said, Allah has no partners in His self nor in His attributes. Keep it here. قال رحمه الله وتعالى عن الحدود والغايات والأركان والأعضاء والأدوات. The author said, Allah is clear of having boundaries, extremes, side, organs, and small parts. هذا أيضا زيادة بيان من الطحاوي لعقيدة أهل السنة. Also, الطحاوي in this statement is clarifying more what he said before, and is making clear without any ambiguity what is the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة. قال رحمه الله تعالى بهذه العبارة, هذه العبارة شرح لما قاله الطحاوي قبل, زيادة بيان حتى لا يبقى, يعني حتى كيف بدي أقول, حتى يوضح عقيدة أهل السنة تمام الوضوح. قال تعالى أي تنزه, أي الله, عن الحدود والحد هو نهاية الشيء، فالله تعالى منزه عن النهايات، معناه ليس حجما، ليس معناه حجم ممتد إلى لا نهاية من كل الجهات، لا، معناه ليس له حجم سبحانه. So the author said, Allah is clear from having boundaries. And you know what is a boundary. This is the end of a volume. The ends of the volumes are its boundaries. Boundaries. This is a boundary, that's a boundary, etc. It means the end. Which means Allah is clear from that. It does not mean that Allah... It means that Allah is not a volume. It does not... Allah does not have boundaries. It does not mean that Allah is a volume that stretches in the six directions without an end. It does not mean that. It's obvious that it does not mean that. Rather, it means Allah does not have boundaries, so Allah is not a volume. Because what have boundaries is a volume, and Allah is not a volume. وَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَنِ الْغَايَاتِ وَالْغَايَةَ مَا يَنْتَهِي إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْءِ غَايَةُ الشَّيْءِ مَا يَنْتَهِي إِلَيْهِ شَبِيهِ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى عَنِ الْحُدُودِ. Also, Al-Tahawi said that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is clear from extremes. And the extreme is also, it means the end. So he is emphasizing the meaning that Allah Ta'ala does not have a volume, a surface, a length, a width, subhanah, because he is not like the creatures. ما سوى الله الجرم هو الذي له حجم. As we said, the volume is what has boundaries. العرش له حجم, والسماء لها حجم, وحد. والأرض لها حد وإن كنا لا نعلم بعض تلك الحدود. The sky has boundaries, paradise has boundaries, hellfire has boundaries, العرش has boundaries, even if we do not know exactly where these boundaries are. But we know that they have boundaries. Allah does not resemble anything of that. وفي قول الطحاوي هذا رد لكلام ابن تيمية. This statement of الطحاوي contradicts what Ibn Taymiyyah said later. Ibn Taymiyyah قال الله له حد لكن نحن لا نعلمه. Ibn Taymiyyah said Allah has a boundary, an extreme, which we do not know about. Al-Tahawi yaqul Allah munazzah anil had. Ibn Taymiyyah yaqul Allah lahu had. Fal-aqidatani mutanaqidatan. Al-Tahawi says Allah is clear from boundaries and extremes. Ibn Taymiyyah says Allah has a boundary and an extreme. So these two convictions are opposite. لكن عقيدة الطحاوي هي عقيدة أهل السنة كلهم. هو ينقل عقيدة أهل السنة جميعا. إذن كلام ابن تيمية مناقض لعقيدة أهل السنة. But what الطحاوي is saying is not his own opinion. He is copying what all Ahlul Sunnah said. So what Ibn Taymiyyah said contradicts the consensus of Ahlul Sunnah. كذلك ولم يقل أحد من السلف إن الله له حد كما حاول ابن تيمية أن يوهم. No one among the scholars of the first 300 years said that Allah has boundaries of extremes, or a boundary, or an extreme. No one, not like Ibn Taymiyyah tried to insinuate, to trick the people to believe that this is the saying of as-salaf. And Ibn Taymiyyah has a mean way to say that. Usually, or many times, when he wants to say something which is his opinion, and he cannot find any statement that he can pervert it somehow to try to trick the people that someone before him said the same thing that he said, he had a way in saying that. He would say, some people said such and such, and some people said such and such. And the people of Hadith, without saying anyone, without naming anyone, and the people of Hadith said this and this, and this would be his own opinion. Or he would say, the elite among the scholars of Hadith said such and such. And truly no one said that except before him. This is his saying, just to trick the people. So he would say, so and so said such and such, so and so said such and such, and the people of Hadith said such and such, and this would be his own opinion. He doesn't name anyone, of course. And sometimes he perverts their saying. Ibn Taymiyyah was a liar. He's not reliable in what he copies. Even in what he copies, he lies. He perverts. He changes the actual statements he used to change them. Subhanallah. الطحاوي قال والله منزه عن الأركان والركن معناه الجانب فالله منزه عن الجوانب. Also الطحاوي said that Allah is clear from having sides. سبحانه لأن الذي له جانب حجم محدود لا شك. Because the one that has a side is of course a volume that has limits. قال والله منزه عن الأعضاء. He went over to say that Allah تبارك وتعالى is clear from organs. لأن الله ليس جسما مركبا كما نحن كالإنسان والبهيمة وما شابه. Because Allah is not a composed body like we are, the animals are, like the door is, the window. Allah is not like anything like that. Subhanahu. لذلك قال أبو جعفر إن الله منزه عن الأعضاء. That's why Abu Ja'far said that Allah is clear from parts and organs. وقال إن الله منزه عن الأدوات أي الأعضاء الصغيرة. فالله منزه عن اليد, عن الأعضاء التي هي يد أو رجل أو بطن أو رأس ومنزه عن الأعضاء الصغيرة كاللسان واللهاة وما يشبه ذلك والشفة وما يشبه ذلك. Also أبو جعفر الطحاوي mentioned that Allah is clear from small organs like the tongue, the lip, and the like. So he is making it very clear that Allah is clear from sides, Allah is clear from volumes, Allah is clear from having an extreme, Allah Ta'ala is clear from having parts, Allah is clear from having organs, whether big organs or small ones. وبعضهم فسر قوله عن الآلات أن الله تبارك وتعالى وبعضهم فسر الأدوات بالآلات ومعناه أن الله تبارك وتعالى منزه عن أن يستعين بشيء في فعل ما يفعل سبحانه. And some interpreted the term أدوات mentioned in the statement of Al-Tahawi to mean instruments. And this would mean that Allah is clear from needing any instruments to do what He does, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ سُبْحَانَهُ بِمَشِئَتِهِ الْأَزَلِيَّةِ وتكوينه الأزلي. Rather, Allah تبارك وتعالى creates whatever He willed with His eternal will and His eternal creating. قال رحمه الله لا تحويه الجهات الست كسائر المبتدعات. The author said, may Allah have mercy on him, the six directions do not contain him as they do contain all created things. يعني أن كل المخلوقات المبتدعات يعني المخلوقات معناه كل المخلوقات موجودة في جهة من الجهات. This means that all the creation exists in a direction. Everyone among the creation exists in a direction. Everything among the creation exists in a direction. المخلوق إما أن يكون في جهة أمام أو خلف أو يمين أو شمال أو فوق أو تحت. The created thing either would be in the direction of in front or behind, to the right or to the left, above or underneath. أما الله تعالى فليس كالمخلوقات. أبو جعفر الطحاوي يقول أما الله فليس كذلك منزه عن الجهات كلها. أبو جعفر says as for Allah Ta'ala He is not like the creation, He is clear from all the directions, from the six directions, subhanahu. فالله تبارك وتعالى ليس داخل العالم ولا خارج العالم ليس متصلا بالعالم ولا منفصلا عن العالم. So what Abu Ja'far wanted to say that Allah is not inside the universe and Allah is not outside the universe because Allah exists without a direction, not in a direction. Allah is not attached to the universe and Allah is not detached from the universe because Allah exists not in a direction. Subhanahu. لِأَنَّهُ لَوْ كَانَ مُتَّصِلًا بِشَيْءٍ بِالْعَالَمِ أَوْ مُنْفَصِلًا عَنِ الْعَالَمِ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْعَالَمِ مَسَافَةٌ أَوْ كَانَ فِي جِهَةٍ مِنَ الْجِهَاتِ لَكَانَ مِثْلَ الْعَالَمِ. Because had Allah been attached to the universe or detached, between him and the universe there is a distance, or in a direction, then he would have been similar to the creation. لَكَانَ حَجْمًا. He would have been a volume. He would be occupying space. والله منزه عن مشابهة المخلوقين. And Allah is clear of resembling the creation. كما قال ربنا عز وجل ليس كمثله شيء. As Allah said in the Quran, ليس كمثله شيء. You see clearly how Abu Ja'far says that Allah is clear from boundaries and limits, and how the Wahhabis, those who call themselves Salafis, claim that Allah has limits. And sometimes they say one limit, a'udhu billah, sometimes they say two limits. And some of them says from six directions, Allah has limits. Limits. Ibn Taymiyyah one time he said, Allah has one limit. Another time he said, Allah has two limits. Other times he copied from other people who likened Allah to the creation that Allah has six limits. Has limits from six directions. All of this is against the creed of Ahlul Sunnah. Abu Ja'far says that Ahlul Sunnah say that Allah is clear of limits and extremes. When this Wahhabi who claimed to explain At-Tahawiyya got to this point, he was very disturbed. And at the end he said, well, this means, he's saying Allah does not have a limit. This does not mean that Allah does not have a limit. This is what he said. This means that Allah has a limit which we don't know about it. Yeah, he claimed that the meaning of Allah is clear of limits and extremes is that Allah has limits and extremes. Then when he got to the following statement, because Abu Ja'far did not say one statement, he said, as you noticed, several statements, one after another, supporting each other and clarifying each other. So when he got to the statement, تعالى عن الحدود والغايات, then لا تحويه الجهات الست كسائر المبتدعات, Allah is not contained in the six directions like the creation, then he was stuck there. So he said, this is a wrong statement of the part of Abu Ja'far. He couldn't pervert it. At the time he couldn't come up with any perversion to this statement. So he said, this is a wrong statement on the part of Abu Ja'far. This is how they are. This is how they are, these people. Don't ever be afraid from facing them. They have no proofs at all. They don't have any proofs at all. فعقيدة أهل الحق أن الله ليس متمكنا في مكان. So the creed of the people of truth, of أهل السنة والجماعة, is that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not reside in a place, does not occupy a place. ومعنى المكان الفراغ الذي إذا حل فيه الجرم الحجم شغله ومنع أن يحل فيه غيره في نفس الوقت. A place, it's known for you. A place means the space which when it is occupied by a volume, it prevents any other volume from occupying the same space at the same time. So it's the space. The place of something is its space. The space occupied by this thing. فَمَكَانُ الشَّمْسِ أَيْشْ الْفَرَاغُ الَّذِي تَسْبَحُ فِيهِ. So the place of the sun is what? Is the space where it exists. That's the place of the sun, for example. ومن هنا يعلم أن ما قاله المجسمة من أن الله تعالى قاعد على العرش أو أنه قائم على العرش أو أنه فوق العرش بالمسافة مع وجود فراغ بينه وبين العرش باطل، لأن كل ذلك فيه نسبة الحجم والمكان والجهة إلى الله تعالى. From this all the aforementioned, it is known that the saying of the Mushabbiha, those who liken Allah to the creation, that Allah sits on al-Arsh, or that Allah is standing on al-Arsh, or that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is above al-Arsh with a distance between him and al-Arsh, all these sayings are false, invalid, because all these sayings entail attributing space, attributing volume, attributing direction to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this would be likening Allah to the creation. وأقبح هذه الاعتقادات اعتقاد أن الله قاعد على العرش أو واقف عليه. And the worst among these beliefs is to believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is sitting on al-Arsh or standing on it. لِأَنَّ الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُولٌ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Because al-Arsh is carried by the angels. فَإِذَا قَالَ قَائِلٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَاعِدْ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ فَقَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهَ مَحْمُولًا مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So if someone says that Allah sits on al-Arsh, then that one is saying that Allah Ta'ala is carried by the angels. And this is very ugly. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. عَلَى حَسَبْ هَذَا الْاِعْتِقَادِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَحْمِلُونَ اللَّهِ وَأَقْبِحْ بِهِ مِنْ اَعْتِقَادِ. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? طيب.
إيه علي.
Yeah. I believe that the so-called Ibn Abi al-Izz said the same thing. I didn't see it. I didn't check this place in his book, but I believe he said the same thing. What would they say? If they want to pervert it, this is the only way to try to pervert it from them. قال رحمه الله والمعراج حق وقد أسري بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعرج بشخصه في اليقظة إلى السماء ثم إلى حيث شاء الله من العلا وأكرمه الله بما شاء وأوحى إليه ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى فصلى الله عليه وسلم في الآخرة والأولى. The author said, the Mi'raj, that is the ascension of the Prophet, is true. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was certainly taken on a night trip, al-Isra. While awake, he was taken up in body to the heavens, and then to whatever heights Allah willed for him. Allah honored him with what he willed. He revealed unto him that which he revealed. Allah said, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآَى, which means the heart of, that is of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was not wrong about what it saw. So may Allah raise his rank in the hereafter and before, and protect his nation from that which he fears for it. العروج معناه هو الصعود. المعراج حق, يعني نؤمن بأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صعد به. والأصل في ذلك قول الله تبارك وتعالى, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا. ففي هذا إشارة إلى المعراج وإثبات للإسراء. الله تبارك وتعالى said in the first verse of Surah Al-Isra, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا, which means praised be the one who took his slave at night from the Haram Mosque to the Aqsa Mosque, which Allah blessed it and what's around it, to make him see a great signs of the power of Allah Ta'ala. في هذه الآية إثبات للإسراء. In this verse, there is a proof that Al-Isra happened. The trip at night from Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to Al-Masjid Al-Haram, from Al-Masjid Al-Haram to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa happened. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي لَيْلَ وَاحِدَةٍ, that was in one night. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ لَيْلَى, because Allah said at night. وَأُسْرِيَ بِالنَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ بِرُوحِهِ وَجَسَدِهِ. This trip took place, it really took place. It was not a dream, and it was not a trip of the soul only. Rather, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام went from Al-Masjid Al-Haram to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa by body and soul. وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ الْإِسْرَاءِ, مَنْ قَالَ الْإِسْرَاءِ مَا حَصَلْ, كَافِرْ, لِتَكْذِيبِهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The one who denies that this trip took place, who says that it did not take place, is a blasphemer, because he is belying the explicit verse of Al-Quran. أما المعراج فلم يذكر تصريحا في هذه الآية, إنما أشير إليه إشارة. As for Al-Mi'raj, the ascension, it is not mentioned explicitly in this verse. Rather, there is a sign to it. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَالْ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا وَلَمْ يَقُلْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, because Allah said to make him see big signs of our power. And Allah did not say in earth. لذلك لم يكفر العلماء من أنكر المعراج. That's why the scholars did not judge as a blasphemer the one who says that al-mi'raj did not take place. لأنه حتى في الآية الأخرى حتى في الآيات الأخرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى. عندها جنة المأوى. ليس فيها تصريح بالمعراج حتى هذه الآيات. Also the other verses, وإن كانت قريبة من التصريح لكنها ليست تصريحا. Also the other verses, I mean the 13th, 14th and 15th of Surah An-Najm. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى. It is, these three verses mean he, that is the Prophet, saw him another time next to the tree called Sidratul Muntaha, which is next or close to paradise. As you can see, this is not an explicit text that the Prophet went up there. It is close to be explicit, but it is not explicit. فَمَنْ قَرَأَ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ وَلَمْ يَفْهَمْ مِنْهَا أن النبي عرج به ولم يعرف أن المسلمين هذا اعتقادهم فأنكر المعراج لا يكفر. So the one who reads these verses and does not understand from that the Prophet ascended to above the seven skies, and this is why, and he does not know that this is what the Muslims believe, and because of that he does not believe that this took place, the ascension, we do not judge him as a blasphemer. Because these verses are not explicit in giving that meaning. حقيقة الأمر كما جاء في الحديث أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بعد أن أسري به من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى وبعد أن خرج من المسجد الأقصى عرج به إلى ما فوق السماوات السبع. What really happened is when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, after the Prophet went from المسجد الحرام to the Aqsa Mosque, after he went out from the Aqsa Mosque, the Prophet ascended to the seven heavens and what is above that. وكلا الأمرين الإسراء والمعراج كان باليقظة بالروح والجسد. And both matters, الإسراء and المعراج, were by body and soul, while the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام awake. وفي المعراج ثبت أنه في المعراج رأى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ربه. It is confirmed in the hadith that during al-Mi'raj, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saw Allah Ta'ala with his heart. إِنَّمَا رَأَى رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبِهِ لَا بِعَيْنَي رَأْسِهِ. He saw Allah with his heart, not with his eyes. Allah أَعْطَى قَلْبَ النَّبِيِّ قُوَّةَ الرُّؤْيَا فَرَأَى بِقَلْبِهِ رَبَّهُ. Allah gave the heart of the Prophet the power of seeing. So the Prophet saw Allah with his heart, not with his eyes. هذا الذي يدل عليه أقوال بعض الصحابة. This is what some of the companions mentioned explicitly. مثل ابن عباس وأبي ذر, like ابن عباس and أبو ذر. قالا النبي رأى ربه بقلبه. They said explicitly that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saw Allah during that night with his heart. وكثير من أهل السنة يظنون أو يقولون إن النبي رأى ربه بعيني رأسه, وليس في هذا خطر على العقيدة. Many people among أهل السنة, even a part of the scholars, they say that the Prophet saw Allah with his eyes during that night. It's not something dangerous on the part of the creed. لكن الثابت الصحيح أنه رآه بقلبه. But what is reliable is the saying that the Prophet saw Allah Ta'ala with his heart. Ibn Abbas قال مرتين, and Ibn Abbas said twice. That is, during that night, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saw Allah with his heart twice. قال رحمه الله: والحوض الذي أكرمه الله تعالى به غياثا لأمته حق. The author said, the hawd, that is the basin, which Allah honored him with as a succor to his nation, is true. يجب علينا الإيمان بالحوض. It is a must upon us. It is an obligation upon us to believe in al-hawd, that is the basin. أي الحوض الذي يشرب منه المؤمنون يوم القيامة قبل دخول الجنة. That is the basin from which the believers drink on the day of judgment before entering paradise. الله تعالى قال إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. الله تعالى said, in the first ayah of Surah Al-Kawthar, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرُ. وَالْكَوْثَرُ نَهْرٌ أَصْلُهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ ثُمَّ يَنْصَبُّ فِي الْحَوْضِ. Which means Allah gave Prophet Muhammad Al-Kawthar. And Al-Kawthar is a river that springs in paradise. And it pours in the basin, in the basin of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يصب في مكان يسمى الحوض وهو مجمع ماء كبير. This basin is a big place, a big body of water. خارج الجنة, outside paradise. يشرب المؤمنون منه قبل دخول الجنة. The believers drink from it before entering paradise. وهم نوعان, قسم يشرب منه لينقذ من العطش, وقسم وهم الأتقياء يشربون تلذذا. The believers who drink from the basin would be two types. Some they drink to be saved from thirst. From the thirst. The other part they drink to enjoy it because they wouldn't be thirsty. And I mean by that the pious believers. They are not going to be thirsty on that day. من شرب منه لا يظمأ بعد ذلك أبدا. The one who drinks from it does not get thirsty after that at all. أما بعد دخول الجنة فكلهم يشربون من باب التلذذ لأن الجنة لا عطش فيها. Now, of course, after entering paradise, all of them, they drink from the water of paradise to enjoy it. There is no thirst in paradise. قال رحمه الله والشفاعة التي ادخرها لهم حق كما روي في الأخبار. The author said, the shafa'ah, that is the intercession that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saved for his nation is true, as has been related in the hadith. يجب علينا الإيمان بأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يشفع في الآخرة, بأن الشفاعة ثابتة في الآخرة. We have to believe that the intercession takes place in the hereafter. وأصل معنى الشفاعة طلب الخير من الغير للغير. The meaning of intercession is to ask good thing from someone else to someone else. This is the meaning of intercession. أما شفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة فهي للإنقاذ من حر الشمس في الموقف ولإنقاذ أناس من دخول النار بعد أن استحقوا دخولها فلا يدخلونها بشفاعته ولإنقاذ أناس بعد دخول النار من أن يبقوا فيها أكثر من ذلك. فالشفاعة يوم القيامة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على هذه الأنواع الثلاثة تكون. The intercession of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام on the day of judgment would be of three types. The intercession for those who suffer from the heat of the sun while they are gathered to be asked. The Prophet intercede for them to be released from this suffering. This is one, that is, he intercede for the believers to be released from this suffering. This is one type. Another type is to intercede for people who deserve to enter paradise so they would be saved from entering it. Who deserve to enter hellfire, so they would be saved from entering it. And the third type is to intercede for people who are tortured in hellfire to be brought out of it. So it is of three types on the day of judgment. وَالَّذِي يَحْتَاجُ لِلشَّفَاعَةِ هُمْ أَهْلُ الْكَبَائِرِ. The ones who need the intercession are those who committed the enormous sins and died without repenting from them. أَمَّا غَيْرُ أَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ فَلَيْسُوا مُحْتَاجِينَ لِلشَّفَاعَةِ. As for the other believers, they do not need the intercession. لَا فِي الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا بَعْدَ دُخُولِ بَعْضِ الْعِبَادِ النَّارِ. Neither on the day of judgment, nor after some people enter hellfire. لِأَنَّهُمْ لَا عَذَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Because they are not tortured. They are safe. They do not need the intercession. وَلَا يَحْصُلُ لَهُمْ مَشَقَّ مِنْ حَرِّ الشَّمْسِ. And they do not face any torture from the heat of the sun. لِأَنَّهُمْ يَكُونُونَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ فِي ظِلِّ الْعَرْشِ. Because they would be in the shade of Al-Arsh in that day. وَلَا يَحْصُلُ لَهُمْ جُوعُ وَلَا يَحْصُلُ لَهُمْ عَطَشُ وَلَا يَحْصُلُ لَهُمْ أَلَمُ. They do not face hunger, they do not face thirst, they do not face any pain. لِذَلِكْ لَا يَحْتَاجُونَ لِلشَّفَاعَةِ. That's why they do not need the intercession. وَيَدُلُّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ حَدِيثُ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم شفاعتي لأهل الكبائر من أمتي. What shows that is the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, شفاعتي لأهل الكبائر من أمتي, which means my intercession is for those who committed enormous sins among my nation. وهذا الحديث رواه الترمذي وابن حبان وغيرهما. This hadith is narrated by At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Hibban and others. وهو حديث حسن. And it is classified to be حسن. وخصوصية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في كثرة من يشفع لهم بالنسبة لغيره من الأنبياء. وإلا فغير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا يشفع. The specialty, if you want, of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, or the special merit of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in what is related to the intercession, is that the Prophet intercedes for a much bigger number of people than others. And it is not that he is the only one who intercedes. Al-anbiya al-akharun yashfa'un. The other prophets intercede also. Wa ghayru al-anbiya yashfa'. And other than the prophets intercede. Lakin an-nabiyyu alayhi salatu wa salam maziyatuhu kasratu adadi man yashfa'u. But the special merit of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is that he intercedes for a much bigger number of people. واحد من أمة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يشفع يوم القيامة لمثل عدد قبيلة مضر. Only one person on the day of judgment among the nation of Prophet Muhammad. It's not the Prophet. It's one among his followers. He intercedes on the day of judgment to a number of people equal to the number of the tribe of Mudar. This is a very big tribe. Very, very big tribe. Yani, just to, so you have an idea, Quraysh, all the tribe of Quraysh, is a part of Mudar. Just a part. Can you imagine How many people are only from Quraysh? So you can imagine what's this. This is a very big number. So only one man among the nation of Prophet Muhammad intercedes for this number. So what would be the number that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercedes for them? It's a very, very big number. Even when for the heat of the sun, he is the one who intercedes for everyone, every believer. He intercedes for all the believers from his nation and other nations who face this heat. So for all of them, Naam Habibi Haj. Min Harri Shams. الشفاعة من حر الشمس النبي يشفع هو الذي يشفع لكل المؤمنين من حر الشمس يوم الذين هم في حر الشمس يوم القيامة من أمته ومن غير أمته صلى الله عليه وسلم. مضر يا Okay, نقف هنا. Let's stop here for now. والله أعلم. الله أعلم. يا أبو سعيد. نعم. نعم. إيه لا ينفي. هو يشفع من حر الشمس ويشفع لكل المؤمنين الذين في حر الشمس. هذا ما في نفي لهذا. نعم أبو سعيد. تفضل. وفيك بلى لكن بعد قسم كبير بلى غير الأتقياء بلى لكن لا يبقون في ذلك العذاب يشفع لهم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فيزول عنهم وفيك تفضل أبو ياسر الحوض الراجح أنه بعد الصراط صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عندي جواب what has more weight is about the basin that it is after crossing الصراط. This is when they come to the basin. بعض العلماء قال يوجد حوض قبل الصراط وحوض بعده. لكن الراجح أنه بعده. Some scholars said there are two basins. One before الصراط and one after it. But the reliable saying, the saying that has more weight, that it is after الصراط. أي نبي. من حر الشمس من حر الشمس من حر الشمس من حر الشمس غير هذا غير هذه الشفاعة صح هاي خصوصية له تفضل صحيح نعم أحمد I only heard Allah Ta'ala. I didn't hear anything else. Can you speak louder? Allah yukrimuka Ahmed. Yeah, one time he said one limit. Another time he said two. He meant... Okay. Ibn Taymiyyah, he likens Allah to the creation. So he said... Allah has one limit from the side of Al-Arsh. One time, this is what he said. From the side of Al-Arsh, he has one limit. From the other sides, he does not have limits. This is what he said. That's what he said. Wafiq, tafaddal Mujahid. In the hadith, it didn't say except al-jinn. What are you saying, Mujahid? Yeah, I know which creation, but I want to understand your question. So you're not saying before it was created. So after, when it was created, so it exists. And it has sides, and it has directions. I do not get your question. No. Keep going, Mujahid. Of course. Okay. Of course. Before Al-Ma, no creation existed. Okay, the water was the first creation. Okay, and then once the water was created, what's the question? Doesn't it have sides? So directions then exist. With it as a body, it has sides, so directions existed. You don't need. Do you need to conceive directions? If you just exist, this is enough to conceive directions, isn't it? Likewise, the water. Wafiq. Yeah. There is no contradiction. It says, this means in this life, in ad-dunya, here, and Prophet Muhammad wasn't on earth when he saw Allah Ta'ala. بعض الناس يشفع له من نبي من حر الشمس ومن دخول النار فلا يدخلونها نعم ما في تنافي يلا بس حتى go ahead. Why are you going into that? Of course it does. Because the place is a part of the universe. You can't say that other than that. Shafa'a min harri shams.
لك درس كامل يعني.
Later, إن شاء الله. We'll do it. بارك الله فيك. Yes, this is what the hadith says. The one who visits the grave of the Prophet with the proper intention, he gets shafa'ah on the day of judgment if he needs it. Of course, if he does not need it, then. Let's see the sister. Yes, sister. I didn't hear all what you said, sorry. From his hand, I never heard that. I personally never heard that. Yeah. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he saw how would the situation be in the future about hellfire, he saw that most of the of those who are in hellfire are females. Yes. Yeah, correct. Many times, many women fail to fulfill the rights of the husband. This is what he said. This is when he explained why. He mentioned two issues. He said they make al-la'n unrightfully ilat, the damning others unrightfully ilat, and many among them do not fulfill the rights of the husband, of their husbands. That's why. Two matters, two reasons. To damn a lot, a la'an, to cuss, يعني, while using the term la'natullah or the like. نعم. لأنه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ذكر أن أكثر أهل النار النساء. وبين لماذا؟ قال لأنهن يكثرن اللعن, يعني يلعن من لا يستحق اللعنة كثيرا, ويكفرن العشير, يعني لا يقمن بحقوق الزوج. هذان السببان سبب كون النساء أكثر أهل النار. لا, رأى, قال رأى النبي ربه مرتين بقلبه. تفضل حاجة. لا يحتاجون. إذا مات الشخص مجتنبا للكبائر, يعني غير مصر على الصغائر, لأن الإصرار على الصغيرة كبيرة. إذا مات مجتنبا للكبائر غير مصر على الصغائر, تغفر صغائره. أو على صورة, أو خلق آدم على صورة المضروب. قد يكون على المراد على صورة آدم على صورة المضروب, وقد يكون المراد على صورة الله, أي الصورة المشرفة عند الله. عيد نبيل. أن 70,000 يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب. هؤلاء لهم خصوصية بغير حساب أو قبل غيرهم. ليس فقط هؤلاء السبعون ألفا يدخلون الجنة بغير عذاب، هؤلاء ورد بغير حساب، لهم خصوصية بعد في بالحديث أكثر من هيك في حقهم أشياء، ما بس هالشغلة. جبريل. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Can you raise your voice a little bit, please? Yeah, several of his books. I don't remember now. You can check al-maqalat sunniya. It's there with all the references. Now. لا ما هيك، هولي سبعون ألف يدخلون الجنة بغير شفاعة وبغير حساب، يعني لا يشدد عليهم حساب، غير هؤلاء جاء في وصفهم أشياء زائدة على مجرد، مش بس أنه يدخلون الجنة بغير عذاب وبغير حساب، لهم خصوصية هؤلاء بالأسماء، لا لا إلا واحد فقط، واحد منهم معروف فقط، يعني ذكر اسمه في الحديث واحد بس، عكاشة. There are 70,000 persons among the nation of Prophet Muhammad. They have a special merit that was mentioned in the hadith. Among these merits, they have special merits. Among them, that they will enter paradise with no torture. But these are among the best of the nation. It does not mean that these are the only ones that enter paradise without torture. But these ones have certain merits above others. And the Prophet did not mention their names except for one. His name was Ukasha, one of the companions. He asked the Prophet, he said, O Prophet of Allah, make dua for me to be among them. He told him, you are among them. Then another one said, make dua for me. The Prophet said, سَبَقَكَ عُكَاشَ. He didn't say, you are among them. He said, عُكَاشَ asked first. So he didn't say yes or no. He just said that. صلى الله عليه وسلم. طيب.
هل يمكن له هذه الشفاعة أو شيء منها؟
بيذكر يقولوا لا يقال يا محمد اشفع لنا، ينكر أن يخاطب النبي بطلب الشفاعة. طيب بارك، تفضل حاج. هل قال؟ لا ينكرون الوهابية، لا ينكرون أصل الشفاعة، لكن ينكرون أن يقال يا محمد اشفع لنا، بس أصل الشفاعة لا ينكرونها. The Wahhabis do not deny the issue of الشفاعة. No. But they say, they deny, they claim that it is prohibited to say, O Muhammad, intercede for us. This is what they claim to be prohibited. They claim it's not prohibited. يشفعون ملائكة يشفعون. بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله فيك.